We continue this morning reading in the Gospel according to St. Matthew at the 10th chapter and at verse 24. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 24. This is the third section of our Lord's charge to his disciples, and as we've already pointed out, it reaches far beyond the immediate circumstances of the disciples in those days, right down to the present day and in every age until our Lord returns. Matthew 10 and 24, the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father? You know, that's very wonderful. It doesn't merely mean without your father's knowledge or without your father's permission. Without your father, he is there when the sparrow falls. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. Now, this is one of the tremendous paradoxes in our Lord's teaching. We do remember and, of course, believe that he said, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." He also said in the upper room, "Peace I leave with you." But he did say on this occasion, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father," because, of course, of the gospel. Because if the son turns to Christ and the father has no real knowledge of Christ in his heart, there is bound to be dissension and difficulty in that home. "I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foe shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones," this is a reference surely to the servants of the Lord in any age, Christ's little ones, his dear ones, the object of his affection and love, Whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Amen. May God bless unto us the reading of his holy word.